Hi, back on Connections. We're with Heather Atwood now of The Other Cape and Food for Thought. And Heather, we're barreling on towards summer here, mid-June. And I don't know, where do we start?
Well, that's a good question. Where do we start? I think I'm going to start with last Sunday afternoon, probably the first sunny weekend we've had since last fall, maybe.
Yep. And it was hot, if I remember, right?
Sunday. It wasn't quite hot yet. It was, but the sun was shining. Because I know I went to downtown Rockport because I thought, I haven't seen my little town lively for, it feels like an eternity. So I'm going to go for a stroll in downtown Rockport. And I did. And I discovered some wonderful new shops in Rockport.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really nice about these two stores in particular is they are just extraordinarily, perfectly, wonderfully, specifically selling local stuff, local handmade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, so I'm going to identify these, where geographically these two shops are. Most people will remember my three sons. There's a store called My Three Sons.
Oh, okay.
A great family in Rockport owned it. They had three sons, and they opened up this store. It had all kinds of gag stuff and fun stuff and joke stuff, and they closed. It's right in Dock Square.
Mm-hmm.
That store now is being run by a guy named Dan Heselton, and Dan makes shoes. He actually, with his two hands, makes the most beautiful shoes you can imagine.
Okay.
I don't know if Timberland means anything to you.
Oh, sure.
Timberland shoes.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, that. Wow, we hit a common ground there.
Right,
that's
right.
Good. Timberland shoes. Mm-hmm. Let's mark that. All right, so Dan Heselton used to be in a hardcore band years ago, a band called Guns Up. So he was a rock star. And we seem to have a lot of rock stars moving to Rockport and becoming handicraft people. So Dan now makes shoes, and they're beautiful shoes. They're Timberland style. He had a pop-up store on Newbury Street for a while. So it's, you know, sort of that level quality.
Hmm.
And now he's in Rockport doing it. He actually lives in Rockport, too. So right behind Dan, so behind the former My Three Sons, is a tiny little store where there are four artisans. One is a woodworker. His first name is Winston. I don't know his last name, but the company is Spire Woodworks. He makes these exquisite cutting boards out of local wood.
Wow.
He actually mills local wood and makes these cutting boards from that. There's another woman who makes jewelry from this local wood. And do you see my earrings? I know your listeners can't see my earrings, but you can.
Yep.
And there's pottery, local pottery. It is just a really sweet, lovely store and a perfect place to drop in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Rockport is, especially in the summertime, very difficult to find parking places. And so I encourage people when they go into Rockport, look for the big P sign or whatever. And I think out of town you can park and get a shuttle in, you know, just before you get into town.
Yeah, it's a very cute little shuttle, as they are. And apparently it runs really regularly, and it's a very easy thing to do.
So watch for that.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to ask you about, we've gone to the Shilin Lu, and I've interviewed people, and they have an amazing program this summer. But they were, there was a place in Rockport that opened up last year, I think, that advertised, you know, everything's closed in Rockport at night when you get out of the performances, so come to this little place, Crepe. Does that sound right?
Oh,
Have you been there?
I have been to Studio Crepe.
Studio
Crepe. We should talk about that. It is a great little place. It's not even that little. What's actually really great about it is the space. It is gorgeous inside. Spacious, and it's been renovated beautifully. It's in the old Smith Hardware building.
Oh, yeah.
So up right by the train station, right next to Dunkin' Donuts, it's a beautiful space. He has live music a lot at night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and the crepes are good. He has, he takes crepes to another level, like a chicken Caesar salad crepe, right?
There you go. All right.
I'm rolling my eyes at that, too, but there's some really delicious crepes. No, he does some great things. And the whole vibe there is nice. He serves beer and wine. It is a good place to go post-Shailen Lu.
Tremendous. All right, so now let's get into the food. We're at the world's 29. Best dishes, 29 and 28.
Yeah. All right, so number 29 on the world's best dishes is Wagyu beef. Do you know what Wagyu beef is? He's frowning. He's looking aside.
No, I was trying to think if there's anything. You know, sometimes you can make a connection, when you're doing trivia games or something or other, but the answer is no.
No. Okay, how about Kobe beef? Ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I had him. All right, no. So Wagyu beef is a Well, Wagyu means cow in Japan, all right? Mm-hmm. So it is a Japanese-raised steer, mm-hmm. okay? And they are prized for producing, and they are genetically created to produce a really beautiful marbleized steak. And one of the interesting things that I've learned about the whole marbleizing thing is if you go to, and by the way, Rick Moore is frowning. He doesn't buy
it. Yeah, what does marbleized mean with meat? Do I want to know this?
Yeah, of course you do. When you look, when you go to buy a steak, you do eat steak, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When you buy a steak in the grocery store, you see the way the fat runs through it. So the white streaks run through it. And often you'll see like one dominant streak of white. Mm-hmm. That's not a good thing because that means that the farmer raising that steer fast fed that steer at the very end of its life. So that thick streak of singular fat is like where he started getting fast fed. Mm. You don't want that. You want that steer to be fed really well throughout his entire life. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you want the white streaks to be all sort of even and running throughout the meat.
And that's called marbleized?
That's called marbleized, yeah.
Well, okay. Now I can go with that. And I learned something, so now when I'm told to go get the groceries, I'll know what to look for.
Yeah. It's actually not that easy to find. You have to look pretty carefully to find meat that is that marbleized. And Wagyu beef from Japan is specifically raised to be beautifully marbleized. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, because America can't let anyone else win that game, we now have Wagyu beef in this country. So there is American-raised Wagyu beef. Okay. And Kobe beef is basically the same thing. And apparently there are different regions in Japan where they raise different Wagyu beef, and Kobe is just, and they're named after each of those regions. Okay. So there is a region of Kobe, and that's where the Kobe beef come from.
All right. Well, there's the story behind the story. Okay. And number 28?
Yeah. 28 is pho. Do you know what pho is? No, he doesn't. Okay. So it is spelled pho, and it's pronounced pho.
Okay.
Pho. Some people think it's pho, but it's pho.
I'll go with pho because I could really get messed up. But yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I know. So it is a Vietnamese soup. It's traditionally broth and rice noodles with lots of aromatic fresh herbs and either chicken or beef. And it is really delicious. There are all kinds of versions of it, and they are really delicious. Mm. And apparently, since there were so many Vietnamese refugees who emigrated around the world, pho has followed them, and it's become pretty popular.
Wow, okay. Whew. All right, well, that's not too bad. All right, and
I didn't scare you.
No, no.
And I didn't make you squeamish.
No, that was yeah, right. But I did notice there was an article in the Gloucester Times this week about the invasion of the green crab and what to do with them.
Oh, you know what? I didn't see that article. But yeah. I do know that that little green crab R&D team is really doing a lot of work. Mm-hmm. In fact, they had soft green crab soft shells served at Woodman's 2 weeks ago. Right. And I think Tono was going to be serving green crab soft shells.
Well, maybe that's the way to take care of it. Okay. And as I said, summer coming up in Gloucester, the St. Peter's Fiesta is coming up. You had one thing at the end of the month that we mentioned last week?
Yes, the Barbara Lynch interview. Mm-hmm. Is that what? Yeah. So Barbara Lynch is one of the premier business people in Boston, and she is a restaurateur. She owns, I think, 8 restaurants in Boston, and they're all stellar. She's won James Beard Awards 2 times. She's won Best Restaurateur in the Country by Food & Wine Magazine. She's really accomplished. And she has moved to Gloucester. See, she lived in her home, on her home turf of Southie for 52 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And she has decided to change that at 52 and move to Gloucester.
Okay.
So she has a memoir out, and she will be doing a reading at the bookstore on June 29th.
What bookstore?
Isn't it called the bookstore? Where? On Main Street in
Gloucester.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Main Street, Gloucester.
I don't know. My mind is mush.
7 o'clock.
Okay. And finally, the other Cape. What's going on?
The other Cape has a new story up this week about Wendover. Wendover is the dance school in Rockport. I can't say a dance school. It's a dance center.
Mm-hmm.
And I hesitate because it has waned a little bit. It was started, I think, 50 years ago by Ina Hahn, who had come from New York City. She danced in the Martha Graham, Paul Taylor world. And she started this dance center in Rockport 50 years ago. And she sadly died last winter, January 2017, and her daughter, Lisa Hahn, has really sort of is infusing new energy into it. Okay. And she's bringing New York dancers up here. They do the quarry dances. Do you know about the quarry?
No, but not too much. We've got to go to the other Cape.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Go to the other Cape for more of that story.
There we go.
Okay, anything else?
Anything else? Let's see. What else did I want to mention? I think that... Oh, well, I'll just put a plug in for my CSA farmer, who I love. There's a story about him on the other Cape, Alex Caccinelli. He is the skateboarder slash farmer, and I pick up my first CSA share from him tomorrow, and I'm very excited about that.
All right.
And he is at the Cape Ann Farmers Market.
Very good. And that will be there Thursday afternoon. All right. That's Heather Atwood with the story behind the story from the other Cape.